Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Where were you, Abigail?
Oh my god. Katie, will you please yell at him? I told him that you would yell at him.
About what?
Just to be
in general.
Yeah, just in general.
Just
well,
in general.
It's 8:49. That's better than like 9:15.
Mine says 9:50. Mine says 8:51.
Oh, 51. That was the cutoff. No!
No!
Alex! Fuck you! I hate you!
I've been strategizing about this day, when this day would come when I'd have to kill Will.
Now I have given him... It didn't have to be in character. It was just me, personally.
Mm-hmm. Now it has to happen. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh!
All hail our hero, brave and valiant Nick! As Babala Saga brought down fiery death on the party, Nick kept his head about him and was the only one to leap away. Just in the nick of time, one might say. Yeah.
The nick of time.
The witch's fireball didn't even nick his skin. The rest of the group wasn't as agile, however, and soon Nick found himself standing alone amidst the charred bodies of his friends. The half-elf kept his cool, of course, remembering in an instant the healing potion taken from him during his stint as a ruggedly handsome werewolf. In one fluid motion, he picked it up from the ground, swept over to Rafina, gently cradled her neck, and gracefully poured it into her. Her eyelids fluttered as she looked... Her eyelids fluttered as she looked up into the face of her savior, and her heart skipped a beat. Thankfully, Nick's innate sense of leadership kept her on task, and she gathered herself enough to revive the rest of the group.
That's very weird.
They all...
This is unlike anything that happened.
They all took a few...
I don't remember any of this!
They all took a few minutes to shower Nick with praise and thanks, for without him, they would be no more.
That's true. I don't even know if we were like, oh, thanks!
And he accepted this. He accepted this with grace and humility. Will felt like he needed to even more strongly show his gratitude to the virile man who saved his life. And so he uncovered a veritable treasure trove.
Oh.
He tried to give it all to Nick as though he were a lowly villager making an offering to an ancient deity. But the rogue's charitable and selfless nature would not allow it. He insisted that they all share the wealth, and the party's eyes positively shone with admiration. Lank even shed a single tear. As Nick surreptitiously washed the saliva off of his feet from all the kisses he received from the group, he first pushed them out of the way of Esmeralda and her wagon as they crashed to the ground, and then with his keen eyes spotted Victor, son of the late Baron of Valaki, and Seeker of the Amber Tamblin. Nick's natural and effortless diplomacy brought Victor into the fold, and at the end of the last session, the party all looked to their unspoken leader, Nick, for advice as to whether they should continue with Victor to the Tamblin, or trust Esmeralda's instincts and look to initiate their final encounter with Strahd.
Final?
I guess. Hopefully. We've gotten all the things.
Well, that's
I
what
guess.
She wants you to do.
And that was really sad. Was that, like, acknowledging all the thanks we didn't give
that's
you?
That's just what happened.
Just what happened.
Hmm.
It's a recap, for that's what recaps are for.
Aww.
To recapture. Is that what recap's short for?
I don't know. I guess so.
Recapitulation.
Is that what capitulation means?
Well, cap is like head.
It's re-head.
Well, you go back to the head.
Kappa. Yo,
was,
Kappa
his
Kappa.
His Kappa was detached from his head.
So.
Recapitulation, an actor instance of summarizing and restating the main points of something.
Wow.
Oh, so it is capitulation.
Wow.
All right. Great.
Smart. Learning.
Mm-hmm. recapsation. So, you guys, I think you decided to basically rest up, like, chill out, I think, for the day, or, like, till the next day, is that right?
Did we? It was, like, morning still, probably.
It was, like, maybe noon or something like that.
Well,
maybe.
We certainly talked, and until... that took until nighttime.
We're gonna camp out with the Baron, right?
Oh yeah, he went to live somewhere.
No, the Baron
else.
Went to live alone in life of solitude.
Yeah, leave him alone. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think we basically were all just like, I don't know what to do and it's late. We'll figure it out next time. Or maybe we were like, let's go the non-dangerous way to the Amber Tamblyn.
Right, because there's kind of three choices. If you do decide to go to the Amber Tamblyn, Victor claims that there is he has learned of a shortcut south of Berez, where you are currently, to make your way to the Selenka Pass through the mountains, which leads to the Tamblyn. But Esmeralda said, she was saying, no, we can't, it's going to take forever, you have to go all the way around, basically over to Kresk, down the road, past the winery, and there's like an actual road that leads to the Selenka Pass, as she was not aware of this shortcut, if it exists.
Okay.
So if you want to go there, you do have those options, or you could not go there at all.
There, yeah.
Guys, I don't think we need to go looking for Strahd. He's going to find us.
That is true, because that's always happened.
Yeah, but maybe we should meet him on our terms. I don't know what that means.
I was like, those terms are me in Tivoli.
Yeah.
Yeah, meet him on our terms. So we gotta go build a house made of steaks, and not like raw steaks, like steaks through the heart steaks, and like put garlic everywhere. I don't know if that actually works, mm-hmm. but put garlic everywhere,
and then not meet him,
and then
not meet him.
Hope that he doesn't come. Just put holy symbols on every wall, and then maybe that will be somewhat our terms. But otherwise, it seems like this whole land is owned by him. So, like, what are our terms?
God's land. This land ain't our land.
Yeah.
Don't we aim to gain something from going to the Amber Temple?
Yeah, did we figure out what we... Oh, power. That's what Victor says.
Oh.
It's a source of ancient power and magic.
Oh my gosh, yeah. His voice.
This is going to be like everything else in this place. It sounds really intriguing and great. When we get there, it's going to suck.
It is going to suck.
That is true.
I don't know, but...
It'll suck differently from where we're standing now.
That's true, yeah. No,
different is almost as good as not sucking.
says Lank as he's halfway there.
Yep, he's already left.
The suckage is always less on the other side of the fence.
Oh, that bike doesn't really care.
I mean, I guess here's the question. Does anyone feel like they're up to fighting Strahd, even if we took a nap or went to bed? Would you feel like you're strong enough to fight Strahd?
I feel amazing after a good nap.
Yeah. I'd take a swing at him.
All right. Well, it sounds like probably everyone else will have the answer of, yes, let's fight Strahd. And Will's just like, I'm never going to be ready.
So. No, I mean...
Will
I feel
has
like,
fallen in love with this place.
Yeah, is there anything else we were supposed to do or anything else the cards... I mean, I didn't meet this fortune teller, but it's so far worked out pretty well for us. Is there anything else for us to do to prepare?
Are we talking about this around Victor or are we presumably not talking around Victor? I'm just curious. Can we just make sure that we're not doing this around him? Or
what are you guys talking about?
Whack, and he's knocked out. No.
Too late. It was instinct. He's. Oh. You killed him.
As far as the cards go,
Katie's looking through her hundreds of papers.
I have too many papers.
How do you have more papers than me? That doesn't make any sense.
That is not true. I don't have more papers than you. Yeah, Will's like, as far as the cards go, I think that was it. This Amber Temple was never mentioned in the cards as far as I'm aware. As far as my memory serves, but Nick has notes. I don't know if his notes were taken away from him when he was in werewolf shape.
Probably. Maybe you have them.
I have them now. Retcon, no. But, like, really, I don't think that I don't remember anything being mentioned about the Amber Temple. if we are not talking
about... I do have them! You guys didn't take them away from me! Let me read my notes to you. I color-coded them.
Oh, God.
One, this card tells of history. Knowledge of the ancient will help you better understand your enemy. Look to the Wizard of Wines and Wooden Sand the treasure hides.
We got that. We got the book. His book that taught us... something. He has a brother! No, that's not what that said.
It was in there, I think.
He was afraid of the sun. That's what it taught us. The sun sword. That's what I mean. He was afraid of the sun sword. That's what the book really taught us. He's afraid of that sun sword.
Two! This card tells of a powerful force for good and protection, a holy symbol of great hope. I see a lonely mill on a precipice. The treasure lies within.
Yeah, that's Bathwack's friend, the and token.
His damaged holy symbol.
I see a lonely turtle on a precipice. His damaged holy symbol.
Aww.
Three! This is a card of power and strength that tells of a weapon of vengeance, a sword of sunlight. I see a garden dusted with snow, watched over by a scarecrow with a sackcloth grin. Look to the garden, but not to the guardian. Maybe we should follow that!
That's a great line.
Is there a garden?
We already have that. And who actually has the sun sword right now?
Me!
Rafina has the sun sword. Okay.
Four! This card tells of a treasure of bone, a source of power when returned to its resting place. Look for a den of wolves in the hills overlooking a mountain lake. This treasure belongs to Mother Night.
The dragon skull that we took and returned to its resting place, and now we all feel a little better because of the light in the sky from the lighthouse or something?
Yep, as you say that, you catch a glint from the northeast.
Ding! Ah, that's what that was.
Hope! Five. This card leads the way to another symbol of good, the key to Petrovna's grave.
We got that one because it's the ring. Got that one.
Blank is now knocking on the front door of the Amber Temple.
We got him.
Six. This card sheds light on one who will help you greatly in the battle against darkness. A Vistana wanders this land alone, searching for her mentor.
Right.
She does not stay in one place for long. Seek her out at St. Markovia's Abbey near the mists.
Right. Which, she's here.
She's here, we got her.
Seven. Your enemy is a creature of darkness whose powers are beyond mortality. This card will lead you to him. He dwells with the one whose blood sealed his doom, a brother of light snuffed out too soon.
Which is weird because I guess it's not his real body, but it's, I guess there's maybe a graveyard somewhere, and that's where Strahd sleeps, or dwells, it says, because it's his brother.
Those are my notes.
Good notes. Thank you. That was so detailed.
No problem.
So yeah, no Amber Temple.
What does the card have on it that leads us to him?
It is a card that had the innocent on it.
How's that going to lead us to him? Well,
I'm really curious about this Amber Temple.
Well, obviously we have to go there at some point.
And Will is really hesitant to meet up with Strahd right now, so maybe we'll find something useful. Maybe we'll find a new home.
And Nick's like, plus, considering that the Baron, he now has to live alone, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Victor needs some help?
Maybe.
I'm a little worried about him.
Yeah. I mean, as long as we don't invite him into the Amber Temple, Strahd can't find us, right?
Does that work with vampires and D&D?
Well,
world?
I thought wasn't he like, weren't there like claw marks on? I wasn't. This
what?
Was a long time ago, and I wasn't
yes,
actually
it
there.
It was a long time ago. But I know there were zombie claw marks on
Irina and Ismark's house.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe they were Strahd's. I don't know if that applies. If he's really like Dracul or not, I don't know.
Everything you've seen, you've been very condescendingly claiming that he is quite like Dracul.
I can't really say that in character unless there's a real book like
You're
that.
You're not saying it in character.
Well, okay, but the only other thing is I would say about that might push us towards the Amber Temple, and it doesn't really necessarily have something to do with the Amber Temple, but if there's magic and power there... The one thing that I do remember, and it's because I'm looking at it right now, it's in my notes, but I'll be like, Will says he remembers.
Will remembers making fun of Bathwack around the time that he heard.
No. It's this, apparently that there's a crystal or an orb, and maybe Esmeralda said this, but like the fact that there's like some kind of magical item that absorbs damage for Strahd. Was it Esmeralda?
Oh yes, I had seen that in my my mentor's
notes, but you
notes.
Don't know where it is or something?
I had assumed that it would be in his castle. That's why I had hoped to engage him far away from there, perhaps weakening his link to it. Mm. I don't know if that's foolish or in vain.
So
but
that has nothing to do with the Emperor.
I suppose it could be in the temple, but again, I...
Well, I was more saying, like, maybe we could... If it's a place of magic and power and stuff, maybe it will help us. So, I don't know. Also, it's the last place to go, I think. So... If we're playing a video game,
it's
so
chapter
I've heard.
X in my book,
yeah.
If that helps.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. But let's not go the dangerous way, right?
Well, that's a fair compromise.
Right.
Wait, no, we're going to take extremely long time to get there. Who says it's dangerous?
Who did say it's dangerous?
Nobody did.
I thought somebody said it was dangerous. It was probably our consciences. Conscience.
I mean, it very may well be dangerous, but again, I'm not for this at all, but if you're all set on it, then
is it underground?
I'd rather...
Is it through caves or something? Isn't that what we were talking about?
You all assumed that because you are all very familiar with Lord of the Rings.
Okay, but what was it called? Wasn't it something called, like, the...
Either way, you're getting to the Selenka Pass. It is a pass through the mountains. Either through... Victor's shortcut or through the roads, you eventually will get to the
Selenka
Pass.
What's your shortcut? I yell over in the corner where we've put him.
Huh?
I couldn't hear this conversation. What? What's your shortcut? Where is it? Is it through like a bunch of graveyards and mummy caves and shit?
I'm not too sure. That it's from an old tome that I got word of it. It's just, I know it's south here. There should be some footpath we could pick up. That eventually leads through the mountains rather than having to go around and on the well-traveled road.
It's a weird road that nobody travels on.
It's the first word of Amber, first chapter of the Amber Temple for Dummies or something.
Yeah.
I don't want to take the shortcut. I think that's dumb.
But then it's going to take us so much longer to get there.
That's a good point. Let's take the shortcut. What's the worst that could happen?
But let's sleep first.
Okay.
Isn't it like noon?
Yeah, it's like
I don't
noon.
Care.
Well, again, you guys have been talking for about 6 hours.
Yeah,
so it's actually 6 p.m.
Seriously.
Well, I will nap. And Lank goes to sleep.
Can we nap for 8 hours, please?
Do you set a watch?
Of course we do. We always set a watch.
Always.
Always.
Except for that one time, that one werewolf time.
That one several times when we all almost died.
Well, if we are going to sleep, I will say that the one thing that I will do this evening is I'm going to try to go back and get that like chest that had the gold in it and stuff, empty it out if there's any gold left. I don't think
you
there
is. You all took the gold and split
okay.
it.
So can I put my head in there and bury it?
Yeah.
Because I want to do that.
Okay.
I already tested to see if I would suffocate.
I'm
and
assuming you're talking about the one that's not attached to your body. Yeah.
Right? Oh, I forgot about yes. that head. Okay.
Yes.
I was so confused.
If anybody was confused.
It wasn't that remarkable.
I don't think that Will would want to carry it.
Could I take my head and bury it in it?
Look, if you're that opposed to going to the Amber Temple, let's talk about it.
Certainly you may.
Okay.
Or at least you can try.
Oh, great. I'm going to have Bernard change into something that would dig. I think bears can dig pretty well. I think that's probably my best digging machine. Bears, you have big-ass claws.
I mean, they
claws.
Should be. I mean, yeah, I never think
grubs.
Of a bear that's digging, but yeah.
You know, like, okay, I'll have him alternate between the dog and the bear. Then he can tell me
can
which one is
better.
Figure
out which is best, yep.
We dig a hole together in private. Oh. I don't let anyone see me because I don't want people to see my head. Or know where it's buried.
Says, Will, I never thought I'd actually get to dig a grave with you before.
Oh, nice dig.
Woof, 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 woof. Woof, 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 woof.
I don't understand how your children stay asleep during this.
That was all him as a bat, and it's a sound machine, that's how.
Yeah, that sound machine is definitely how. But yeah, do I have to roll for, like, being surreptitious and... No, I'm trying to bury this where I don't think anyone will see it. So I'm probably going away from the group as much as I feel safe.
You might have to roll. I have to ask a question. Is anybody specifically paying attention to what Will is doing, Bathwack?
No, no, I'm tired.
Yes!
All right, and probably still smoldering.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. So what's your... Give me your order of operations. Do you get the chest first and you put the head in it before you dig the hole? Do you dig the hole? What are you
I'm
doing?
I'm going to dig the hole to see if I can even dig a freaking hole around here. I want to make it as, you know, out of the way as possible. Maybe not on a path. Maybe in the middle of some trees. I need to be able to tell where I'm going to come back to, though. So as long as I can keep that village in sight. But I want to go in the middle of the woods, you know, somewhere where nobody's going to just happen upon my head and do something.
Or nobody will hear you scream.
Right. And I will die probably when I'm doing this. So.
Okay. So you go seek out a hole site.
Yes.
All right.
We dig.
So you wander through the woods.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Eventually you notice in the mists.
Oh, God.
Because everything is misty. It's misty bullshit. In the distance, sort of hidden in... this is all kind of marshy. It's not really forested, if you recall.
Oh, great. So I can't dig a hole in a marsh?
Well, it depends on how deep you want it to go.
Okay.
You see there's sort of a raised plot of land, and in the center of it, you see a statue.
Oh, okay.
That's the statue. You can see it's a humanoid shape, at least from the distance that you are.
Okay. Well... Having taken an hour to get my spells back before I did this, I will cast Fly and fly over to it and see what it is.
Okay. As you get close, this plot of land is basically 10 feet across, like 10 feet on a side.
Mm-hmm.
So there actually looks like this might be a good place to bury something, but it's kind of near a distinguishing landmark, so I don't know if that's what you want. Mm. But it's enclosed by a basically, at this point, disintegrating iron fence.
Mm.
And in the center is this monument. It's carved in the likeness of a kneeling peasant girl clutching a rose.
Hmm.
Her features, you know, it's an older statue. They're gray and somewhat weather-worn. But you can see that she does bear a striking resemblance to Irina.
Oh my.
What?
Oh my.
Is there any, like, label or
do you get
plaque?
Close enough to?
Oh man. I shoot up first to see if there's anyone who's going to ambush me if I go near it. And then I go down.
Roll a perception check.
Okay. 12.
Okay. You don't see anybody or any animals or anything, any risk that any apparent risk.
I'm going to go down and I'm not going to put feet on the ground. I'm going to fly right above the ground.
Okay. Yes, carved into the monument's base, you see an epitaph.
Oh.
And it reads Marina, taken by the mists.
Whoa. Marina with an M?
Marina.
They're really creative.
Like a place you park a boat.
That's weird. Okay. There's nothing else around it? Like, no anything? Like, can I investigate
just that
statue?
Just that iron fence itself?
I mean, around the statue, like, just the actual stone. It's made of stone. There's nothing weird about it. If I float around it, investigation check, I guess.
Sure.
Ooh, 19 plus minus 2. Wait, no, this is Curtis! I'm not even using my... Gave me too many character sheets.
Suddenly shit. Curtis is flying around.
Sorry, I probably used the wrong one last
that's okay.
time. Sorry, I used the wrong one last
that's
time.
Okay.
It would have been...
Better, probably.
Different.
But anyway.
Actually, he has better perception than I do. Alright, but my...
Investigation.
What
plus 5.
19. Plus 5. 24.
Alright. Nothing else of note on the statue itself, though it's a pretty good investigation check. You do notice that you see what looks like maybe like an animal burrow, like maybe a groundhoggy kind of thing. I don't know what would be in a marsh, but something that would burrow into the like under the ground next to the side of the looks like maybe into underneath it.
Maybe I ask it to help me bury my own head. Hey! I'm just kidding, I don't do
But
that.
Basically what you the interesting thing about it is it doesn't look like the statue is like sunk into the ground, like it doesn't have a foundation. It's more just sitting on the ground. You would think something of this size would probably be more like...
So the hole shows me that there's no... it's not...
It's flush with the ground. It doesn't go into the ground.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back. I'm going to remember where this is if I can, and then go back and start my digging somewhere else. I don't want to dig in this area where there's maybe something that will attack me or something.
All right. You try to find as dry of a place as you can. Mm-hmm. In this area, I mean, you can dig a hole. You can't get very low before it starts to fill with water.
Fuck!
No.
You would be able to get low enough to bury the chest if you found a suitable place.
But just, like, there's a little bit of dirt over it or something?
Yeah, I mean, not 4 feet deep or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna do it still, because I don't think he would want to carry this around. And I don't think... If I can find a place that looks like not a lot of people are...
Okay.
I feel like it'll be safe enough.
Okay.
So I'll do that.
All right.
And then it's also good because I'll be staying here, and if I feel like something weird's happening in my head, I can go and get it, presumably.
All right.
Cool.
So you dig the hole, put it in the chest. Mm-hmm. Do you keep it wrapped up?
Do you look at it
before you?
Yeah, I do, because I want to know if it's rotting or something.
Okay. Looks the same as when you wrapped it up. It's very handsome. Nice full mustache. You're jealous a little bit.
I'm jealous. I poke it again and make
you
sure.
You feel the poke.
I feel it. Dang it.
You can't switch mustaches.
Rip it
I
off.
Could. I
it's Velcro.
Could, like... Yes. All right. No, I. And then I put the cloth over it again and I bury it, I guess. Yeah.
All right. You shovel the dirt back over. You try to, like.
Yes.
Like disguise it, like whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're good. You're satisfied. As soon as you turn to leave, you hear a screaming from beneath the ground, like a muffled, like, it sounds like...
Oh my god.
No!
No. Pick it up. Is it me? Do it.
You hear the screaming the whole time you're digging.
Oh my god.
It becomes clearer as you uncover the chest.
That it's me? That it's my voice?
I'm assuming do you open the chest?
Yeah.
You open the chest. As soon as you crack the lid, the screaming cuts off.
Oh my god, this is so fucking creepy,
and if you look in the chest, it's empty.
What? Oh, I pull that thing out. Is it in there?
It's empty.
It's really empty. I'm like looking everywhere. I'm swiping around and then I fly the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Unless it's shrunk to the size of a grain of rice, it's not in there.
I'm just saying, like, for illustrative purposes, mm-hmm. I'm like, he's ripping it out of the ground, he's dumping it.
You show it to the audience, you bring a volunteer up, there's no false bottom.
Right. I'm amazed at my own trick. And then I really, that is so creepy, he flies back to the group.
You just leave it all there and just leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god. Wait, should I? What if it's there? I couldn't feel it, right? It's not like it's invisible and I could feel it. It was not there.
As far as you could tell.
Okay, yep, I'm flying away from there.
Okay.
Fuck.
Do any of the rest of you have anything you would like to do this night here in Berez?
We're resting.
Yeah, we are out. Maybe shouting towards the woods, hey, Will, keep it down over there.
It sounds like I'm dying. Hey, shut up! Jeez.
We have enough of that crap during the day, Will.
Go usually a bit further away.
Do I have enough time to rest and then conjure steed and then rest again?
Oh, is that one of your spell slots?
What, you need to rest with your horse?
Do I have enough time to build a mansion?
You would... if you're literally out of spell slots, no. Because you need...
I'm out. Yeah.
So no, you would have to burn that tomorrow morning if you wanted steed. Because for long rests, they can only be once a day. So you'd have to wait a whole nother day.
All right.
If you wanted to do that.
All right, I'll just use up a spell slot later, conjure.
Okay. Anybody else? Just chilling out?
Yup.
Baby times.
Will?
Of course I have more things. I'll just say this for story purposes unless something actually happens, but I think he's going to also go away from the group and see what the hell this weapon thing is about. Like, touch it again. The Curtis weapon thing.
See if
it does anything this time.
Okay.
Then not touch it. Just see. Try to figure it out.
Describe your interaction with this weapon.
Well, I think it was in my bag. I put it in there with like a stick or like my billy club or something. So I'm going to take it out gingerly in a cloth.
Okay.
I think I have a handkerchief. Mm-hmm. And then like take a deep breath and just touch it with a finger.
Okay.
Does that do anything?
Do you touch the sharp edge?
No, I touch the handle.
Then nothing happens.
Would I touch the sharp edge?
You get cut a little bit.
Oh, fuck you. I didn't mean like on the...
Do you lick it?
I put my tongue right on the tip.
I put my arm across a stump and bring it down as hard as I can with my other hand.
Describe your touch.
That's what I meant by touch.
That's what touch means to me.
Yeah. Well, okay, then I pick it up in my hand. by the handle.
Like as if you were wielding it?
Right.
You are now Curtis.
Okay, I drop it.
You're Curtis.
What?
What? He became Curtis?
I just am Curtis?
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. Okay, I pick it back up again?
Okay, you're Curtis.
And then I drop it again?
You're Curtis.
Oh no, now I have to be Curtis. I don't know how to be Curtis. Oh my god, no. This is torture.
Will,
okay.
You're aware that Curtis exists and that he's confused. You kind of have like the link to him like Rafina has to you. You're kind of aware of his emotions. You're kind of in like a nowhere. That's basically what your existence is.
Oh, great.
Having done, you know, kind of inferred basically what happened before, basically you know that he's taken your place. You also know that you could bring him back.
I can?
Yeah, like you could choose to return.
Wait, I
and
know
he
this?
Is gone. Yes, because you did it
so
before.
So then how do I do it? I think
you just
about it
decide
and then just
do it. Yeah, you make the decision.
I'm like, it doesn't make sense. I mean, no, yeah, no, go back, Curtis. Then I do it. Yeah, I will again. Oh, good. Okay. I don't know how to be that guy, really. I mean, I know him because I've written him, but I don't know yet how to be him. Okay. Okay. And then I go back to the group because Jesus Christ, I didn't know so many things would happen.
Yeah, so that's, I'll tell you now that you've experimented enough. If you grasp it as if you are wielding it,
yeah,
you become Curtis.
Right. Okay.
And then you can choose to go back. Will Curtis can't. Will chooses.
Will chooses. Curtis can't choose. Oh, that's
to return.
Really sad. Okay. Oh my god. Will's such a dick. That's not fair. Okay. All right. I creep back like a creeper.
You're a creeper. All right. So who sleeps in Baba Lasaga's hut?
Not me.
Yeah, me neither.
I'd wake up stuck to the floor.
Yeah.
You could lay down one of her disgusting vestments.
Aww.
And sleep upon it. There is a bed in there.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And a bathtub.
Well, you know, whenever we stay anywhere, the person who's screaming the loudest about needing his own bed is Will.
Yes.
So let's get him in that bed.
You just make me go sleep in the hut.
There's also, if you recall, in Berez, there is a large sort of structure, like a dilapidated mansion-y kind of thing. Not as nearly as big as Argon Vostholt, but,
What is Victor doing?
Victor is studying. He has a few books with him. If you ask him, he is trying to figure out the best way to navigate this path, to the south, assuming that's the way you guys decide to go. That's where he wants to go, because it's quicker. And plus he's excited because it's something that he feels like is a secret and only he knows about. And he's excited of his knowledge.
I think we should let him keep that secret as long as he wants.
Yikes. Who is the first? We do set a watch. We don't have to actually say that, do
That's
we?
Okay. Yeah. All
right, cool. I mean, I know we have to say it, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't have to set an actual
We don't have to rotation. Say who's doing what.
Right, yeah. We can just assume we all take turns.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay. So,
honk
spend
shoe,
the night.
Honk shoe, honk shoe.
Again, in Berez. It's the longest you guys have stayed in one place in a while.
And it's a swamp.
Yeah, it's a
Hooray.
Swamp town.
We've lowered our standards a bit since we all met.
Let's see here.
Uh-oh.
Why are you rolling dice? No!
Will.
What?
At one point, you wake up to find a goat nibbling on your coat.
Now you're mad that Nick let them out.
Yeah.
A goat nibbling on your balls.
Just wait till my next roll, Lang.
Uh-oh. I'm like, Bernard, why didn't you eat this goat? Damn it.
It's Bernard.
For a second, I'm confused. Is it Bernard? Wait, no, just eat the goat, bear.
All right. And nothing of note happens in the night.
Okay.
Maybe nothing would have happened if you all slept, or maybe the fact that someone was watchful kept evil at bay. You'll
nice.
Never know. But at the crack of dawn, Victor is up, and he is ready, and he starts waking you all up.
What a dick.
Better have coffee.
Is
there twig tea in there?
He has no coffee at all. He just has the energy of youth. Remember that, guys?
Nope.
That's the saddest thing that's ever happened in this campaign. It's just that that memory for all of us.
That moment.
Not the time that we all got set on fire or... yeah, that there's been other stuff,
ten
too.
Ten children but... died.
Yeah.
Or that 10 more children died. Or that 20 children were forced to fight to the death so that one of them could be turned into a werewolf.
Yeah, no, it was...
No, this is the saddest.
Sad. Yeah, yeah, it's definitely us.
Yeah. Guys, we're tired and old. Yeah. Anyway.
That sucks.
So, he's like, yeah, come on, guys, let's go! It's time! Let's go! Wake up! You guys ready?
Have we not told him that we're not taking the shortcut?
We are taking the shortcut.
What?
Oh, fuck. We never decided.
We don't want to take 3 months to get there.
Yeah, let's vote. Take a shortcut.
Let's just take a vote. Yeah, okay, so wait.
Who votes for shortcut?
I do.
I do.
Nick says, I do!
Well, then I don't need to vote. Let's take the shortcut.
Rafina would like to go on the record as saying we did not...
Yeah, we put that down in the record before you opened your mouth. Right next to the windmill entry.
That's what I was going to bring
Thus
up.
Thus ends our reenactment of 12 Angry Men. All right. All right. So, you all begin to head out. You're all silhouetted against the morning light as you head out. You head south, trudging through. It's pretty yucky going for a while. The swampy.
This is yucky going, guys.
That was a quote from Will. Thank God you don't have your good boots on. You just have these stupid stride. You're just leaping, striding, and springing through from hummock to hummock.
Yes.
In the marsh.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very marshy and slow going for some time, but Victor leads the way. He seems to be heading generally south, maybe slightly southwest, if you're paying attention.
Victor, how do you know which way we're going?
Well, in this book that I found, it kind of gave just like a general sense of, oh, look there, this they mentioned this. And you see, like, a tree that's forked basically from the ground up. Like, it is technically one tree, but it's in, like, a very prominent V. And it's not, like, forked, like, 6 feet up. It's forked basically from the ground, but it's very big. Both of the trunk sections are very big.
Are we letting Victor navigate? Can I Apparently. See that book, he says? I want to look at this book. I don't know maps either, but I want to see it.
You want to look at it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you read Abyssal?
Fuck you, Victor! Throw the book in the marsh.
How does he read it?
I'm just asking. It's in common.
That'll show him.
And he goes and pulls it out and casts Prestidigitate on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Drives it out.
I was just testing your skills. I can do that, too.
Okay.
Good job. I just used a test.
Normally, I'd be happy about that, but I'm kind of mad at you right now.
Oh,
jeez,
yeah?
You remind me of my dad!
Oh, ew, no! Please, no! That's terrible.
Your face kind of wavers as the Baron for a second. As you continue on, the elevation starts to increase steadily. You find yourself working upwards. It's not like a mountain climb or anything like that, but it's steadily increasing, and it's also getting colder.
Mm.
I would say after maybe a good 5 or 6 hours. I mean, it's you know, take some breaks here and there.
God, we're hiking.
Yep, Katie.
It's terrible.
You're hiking.
Everything.
The only person that hates hiking more than Katie is Will.
It's probably true. I don't even think that's true. Will hates everything, but I still hate hiking more than Will. Oh, Katie, you're the worst.
Your kids are making so much noise, you're never going to see any wildlife.
See, that's what I'm saying! Used to be beautiful nature, now it's just kids.
Will, you tried to stop for 30 minutes and look at some turtles in a pond.
Yeah.
But Will, Victor just keeps heading on.
God damn it, you kid! Too much energy.
I was going to ask if we were referring to Lank and Rafina as the kids from now on.
Lank, you're actually excited. You are able to snag on the way a Terrain 4 geocache, which is pretty cool.
Yeah!
Sweet! Let me just sign the logbook real quick. Now I just need to find a computer to confirm it.
Hashtag Talfish.
Shit. Anybody have a computer? Rafina, your terrarium.
I'm not sure what computer you mean by... Computer.
Computer.
You leave a bouncy ball and you take a coupon for a free Frosty at Wendy's. But eventually, surprisingly, as you are continuing, some of you, I say surprisingly, that will vary based on your personality. But eventually, with little, I mean, it was hard going, but little to no actual hardship compared to what you've dealt with in this land. You actually come out on what looks like a serviceable road.
I don't think that means it's safe.
Like, completely kill us? That's good. That's good.
People can still kill us on a serviceable road. Just remind you.
Right, but the shortcut. I'm concerned about the shortcut specifically. Now if we die on the road, it's like, oh, we could have died on the road anytime.
Right. We made the right choice is what it comes down to.
Not so sure.
Yeah, like for the last little bit, you were kind of in this weird like kind of crevice almost, like a very steep rocky valley, but barely room to fit through on the bottom. Like you're kind of you definitely single file, can't even walk side by side as how thin it was. And eventually it kind of breaks through. You push through a lot of brush undergrowth and kind of stumble out onto this road, which is basically clinging to the side of a mountain pass, or a mountain side of a mountain. Stop talking, Eric. Say mountain and say period.
You know what's funny? I feel like you've had this description problem before whenever you're talking about a path that's on the side of a mountain.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard you say it like 2 or 3 times in this podcast where you're like, it's clinging to the side of a mountain pass and you're talking about the mountain pass.
Yeah,
it's
the mountain pass is what you're on, clinging to the side of a mountain pass that you're on, yeah. Just clinging to the side of a mountain pass which you're on.
You just break when you're trying to describe it.
Lank knocks on the front door of the temple.
You're all holding nests full of eggs, and you're just staring down at them on this mountain pass.
We get it. We're on a mountain pass. Go on.
And you get out there, and Victor does an excited little dance. He's like, yes, we did it! We did it!
Wait, we're
I
there?
Told you!
Where's the temple, Victor?
Oh, it's long ways that
right,
way.
Right, we didn't do it yet.
We made
listen,
it.
The first thing you have to learn
my
about
shortcut.
Being an adventurer, which I know everything about,
yeah,
is that there's a lot of hard shit. You can't celebrate until you're at the end.
But my shortcut worked. We
okay.
made it.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
If you went that, if you came from that way,
don't do dances in the middle of the road. You'll attract attention. A werewolf will eat you.
He points to the right, which is kind of like northwest. He says that way would have taken us forever. We did it.
Cool. Just gonna keep walking.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Anyway, Victor indicates that the way to go is to basically the left as you came out of this crevice, basically to the east, and says that way is the way of the temple. The path, I mean, this road, it's still pretty narrow because, you know, again, it's hugging the side of a mountain.
Pass.
Period. Hey! People are going to think I said that. It's maybe 10 feet wide at most. So you could walk shoulder to shoulder, though you would want to trust the person to your left
Will's
if you're
like,
on the right.
There's no railing. This is so unsafe.
Because basically to the right, the just plummets. Like
no.
It just, yeah, and there
I
is
don't
no
like
railing.
This.
No railing, no guardrail.
I walk as close as I can to the side that there's no...
Mm-hmm.
Drop down.
The left, basically,
that
as you're heading.
Terrible. All I know is paved roads. I don't know this shit. This is scary.
Did Bathwick bring his horse?
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah, he's here. I'm not on him.
Okay.
So how's he gonna get on? Okay, fine.
How's he getting on what?
Well, I'm just worried if he... I'm worried about his four legs.
Steed would be fine. You wouldn't want to be on to the right or to the left of him, probably. Mm-hmm. He would want to go on his own.
Well, Link and I can walk directly underneath him.
Right.
Protect you from falling rocks.
A convenience shelter, I was going to say.
Yep.
Protect you from falling rocks.
We could take turns carrying each other, and each one, while being carried, could take a short rest.
Aww. That's a great idea.
Under the shelter of Steed Corral.
I feel like someone should write a song, Under the Shelter of Steed Corral. Yes. Doesn't that sound like a great refrain to a folk song? I'm not writing it right now.
You have to, though.
For next
eventually.
Week, that's your homework.
Yeah.
All right. The other thing to note is I mentioned that it had been getting colder. It is quite cold here.
Oh,
you think that especially at night you would be extremely cold. You may want to actually have some sort of shelter if you can.
Should we, okay, can we judge whether we're going to get caught on this mountain in the middle of the night? Or should we camp out before we climb up this mountain? Should we head back?
Well, you're not climbing a mountain. You're kind of going along the side of it.
Okay, well, do we have any idea of whether we're going to get through this cold area?
No.
Okay.
Me no.
Even Victor won't hazard a guess?
I think we can do it. I think we can make it.
Guys, I think that means we can't.
Yeah.
Really?
Your luck has run out, Victor. The odds are that you can't be right twice in one day.
Yes, fact.
Can we please just keep going? We'll figure it out. How
it's
many of us?
The NPCs right now.
I agree.
How many
the
of
NPCs
us...
are pissed off at us?
I'm ready to go on.
I know magic. Victor here knows some kind of magic. I know many of you do. We can figure it out, I'm sure.
I can cast bonfires on each of us so that we don't freeze to death.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Sounds good.
Just, well...
Sorry! Well, it was just a suggestion from someone who's used to living in a house! Under like you, barbarians!
Yes, your coat, while being, I guess, technically a coat, does not seem very serviceable as a coat.
Right! It's called fashion! Not just
turn to the left.
Fashion. Fashion. So, Will is outvoted. And you continue on the road. Eventually, in the distance, after maybe another hour or two, you catch a glimpse of something ahead. Looks like some sort of structure.
Oh my god.
Hey, a structure.
Ahoy, I see a structure.
That's the only thing that just made me reminded that I wanted to tell everyone about the fucking statue over in the swamp, and I forgot to.
Well, you just remembered because you saw this
structure
in the distance.
Oh, fuck, guys, by the way, you want to go back? There's a statue. No,
let's go back.
Fuck, dang it. All right, maybe I'll say it on our way back.
Now the shortcut's not such a shortcut.
I know, god. I'm sorry, I meant to say that, guys. I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm too excited about going somewhere.
Are you really?
Not Will, Katie. Will, no. I guess Will just kept it to himself for whatever reason, but yeah.
Will can forget, right? Maybe he can.
If you would all like a visual.
I did bury my screaming head. I guess that kind of blotted out everything else that happened to me that night.
If you would all like a visual aid, you could log into Roll 20 if you would like.
Oh, that sounds like an order.
You don't have to. I can describe it.
But I also wanted to ask if he tells us about the head.
Probably.
Oh, no, I do not tell anyone about the head.
Nobody needs to know that.
That's my only secret. I mean, my only secret.
Yep.
That was a stupid sentence. That didn't make any sense. It's one of my many secrets.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the statue. It was my only secret, guys.
Yeah. Oops. Now you can trust me again.
As you're loading, I'll describe, because our listeners do not have the advantages of Roll 20.
Thanks.
But also, it's nice to talk.
Are you
he
sure?
Says,
introvert? Yeah, you're like, I don't want to talk
it's
anymore.
It's nice to talk.
That was the sound of your nose growing, like Pinocchio.
That was the sound of you sucking helium.
All right. The shelf of rock on which the mountain road clings grows narrow. To your left, the icy cliffs continue to rise sharply towards dark, rolling clouds. To your right, the ground falls away into a sea of fog. Ahead, through the wind and snow, you see a high wall of black stone lined with spikes.
It's snowing?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It has started to snow. You see a high wall of black stone lined with spikes and topped by statues of demonic vultures with horned heads. Set in the center of the wall is a closed iron portcullis, behind which burns a curtain of green flame. On the other side of the dark wall, gripping the mountain's edge, kind of behind and to the right a bit of the wall, is a guard tower of white stone topped by golden statues of mighty warriors. The gatehouse in the center of the wall itself is 30 feet high. The adjoining walls are 20 feet high and lined with stone spikes.
Jeez.
Okay, those are real people or statues on the top?
As far as you can tell, they're statues. The two statues above the gate itself seem to be some kind of demonic vulture-like creatures with horned heads. And the guardhouse is kind of behind that. I revealed the edge of it. You can see where the edge of it is back there, behind the wall. They look like golden statues of warriors. Mm. If you look over here on the right, this is kind of the top-down view of the gatehouse from above, because it's like higher up.
Well, here we are!
wait, is this the Amber Temple, or is this something along the road?
I don't think this is the Amber Temple.
Is this on your map, Victor?
I don't have a map. I wish I did. That would be great. who am I talking like right now? I don't think he talks like that.
He does.
He's more surly. I guess he's a little excited now because he's on the way. Yeah. Anyway,
I was mostly laughing because I thought we had collectively more of a clue.
I just had like scraps of information and whatnot about the shortcut, and then this doesn't seem like where the temple. It didn't seem like descriptions I'd seen like it. No, this looks like an obstacle in our way that we can overcome. We gotta go.
So it basically looks like a gatehouse. Like there's. That's not a whole castle, is it? It looks like there's two floors.
There's just a tower, basically, behind it.
A tower and a fence, like a fence, a gate.
Yeah, a gate.
And you said there's green flame somewhere?
Yeah, you can see it on the map. It's like 10 feet behind the portcullis. Okay. Portcullis. The portcullis is obviously, it's metal strips and whatever bars.
And there are cliffs on either side, so we can't go around.
Well, the cliff to your left goes up steeply, and the one to your right drops, plummets.
Right. Yeah.
So you walk through here. And if you look through the gate, you see the green flame.
The green
flame. It's a curtain of green flame behind it.
Green is a good color, guys.
In fire?
Steed whinnies.
Well, definitely magic kind of fire, I guess.
Well, let's knock.
Do you approach?
Sign says, Michael, order, please knock.
Okay. Lank, you approach the portcullis. As you get within about 10 feet of it, it goes and begins to rise.
Oh.
Lank hesitates for a moment, thinking, okay, it may just like crash back down on top of me as I go under it. But he then proceeds through the gate.
Okay.
And right, apparently, into the green fire.
I was going to say, the curtain of green flame does not rise.
Okay.
So, I'm going to assume...
Then I guess, be right about there.
Okay.
Lank will approach the green flame and sort of, with a hand out, see if it is throwing off heat or bees or, I don't know.
Bees?
Throwing off bees. They're pelting you in the face.
They're green, too.
But are the bees hot?
Jeez,
guys,
Mike.
This fire spits cold bees.
You find the bees very attractive.
Guys, come check out these bees.
Wait, actually, give me a minute with these bees.
How do I lower this portcullis?
D&D is happening. All right. You get no sensation at all. Assuming you don't actually touch the flame, you don't get a sense of heat or cold or anything, or bees or anything.
I'm going to call back to the magically inclined. Anybody, what do we think would happen if I touched this? Actually, you know what? I'm going to touch it with something other than myself. I'm going to look around like for a stone or something that I can toss at it.
Okay.
Do you want my bee detector?
Now I got one of my own, if you know what I mean.
It's my eyes.
Yeah, what the hell did you think I meant?
Right. Yeah, you're able to scrounge around and find a rock, if that's what you're looking for. You want
to
chuck
it? I'm going to gently toss it toward the flame.
Okay. It passes through the flame. Hmm. It looks like if you were to throw a rock through a curtain of regular flame, whatever that looks like, and goes through and clatters to the ground on the other side.
My initial investigations have not yielded any concrete evidence. Hey, Bathwack, could I borrow you for a minute?
Yeah, use Bathwack. Try to see if he gets set on fire. Good idea, Lank.
He will. Come with me. We need your help.
Good one.
I don't want you to touch it. I just want to, like, you know, do you detect magic as you get close to it?
I think Nick can do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick can do
it. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. And Nick would be much more eager.
Okay, cool.
Getting any vibes off of this?
You see him concentrate. He closes his eyes real hard. He puts his fingers to his temples. And he opens his eyes really wide and starts looking all around. He says, oh yeah, that is definitely magic. Oh, and those are two. And he points up at the statues above the mm-hmm. gatehouse.
Hmm. Okay. Good magic?
That is two. And he points to the portcullis.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I figured that.
Can I look around the walls around the portcullis opening? Like, if there's any riddle or something?
Sure.
What do I have to roll? Inspection? I inspect the gates.
Yep. Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
Give me an Inspector Gadget check. Binoculars come out of your hat. Yes. Come right in front of your eyes.
We already made this joke before. Will was Inspector Gadget at one point. It was totally Greg's joke, and I don't remember what it was, but it was totally...
I think
a natural 20!
What?
Plus, investigation? 5. 25!
Damn it.
I know how everything happens.
That means
you have to
find something. Fuck.
Oh, no, really? Do I? It's the on-off switch. Look! Dunk! And the fire goes out.
What would you be able to detect by investigating? So you're very thorough. You look all around. You think you see up at the top of the gatehouse where the statues are, you think you might see what look like the remnants of maybe some claw marks in the edge up there, like where they're kind of sitting, as if maybe at one point they had like scrabbled around, either landing or taking off or something like that. They're winged, if you recall.
Okay.
You also find an object that is actually flammable, unlike a rock, to mess with the curtain of fire, and it is immediately incinerated.
Oh, I do it? I would have handed it to Lank.
Okay. You tell him to do it, and Lank, you're guided by...
I don't tell him. I allow him. I'm like,
you want it?
No, I order him for sure. I'm like, do
this! What are you offering me?
You know, apparently I found like something that's flammable.
Or like you give him a piece of paper, you think to actually...
Yeah, I think to give you a piece of paper, like something that's actually
you
flammable.
You hand him a stick of dynamite.
This is flammable.
Will,
try it out.
I feel like we could have used this sooner.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.